This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And now to letter news. As we oftentimes tell you, and we don't get a lot of these, but occasionally they come in the mail, and anytime you see something addressed to you sitting at the front desk of our studio,
yeah, it's usually not good.
From snail mail,
yeah,
and it's like handwritten.
Buckle up.
Yeah, it's I honestly throw them straight in the trash. But yeah, you know, you're curious.
Yeah, they, especially if you've never gotten one before, curiosity will kill the cat. And even if it's not anthrax, it's one step shy of like that weird letter that's like the letters are hand cut out of a magazine and glued together. It's that sort of energy and vibe.
It really is.
Yeah. It's very strange that someone takes the time to sit down and vent their anger at you over what you say on the radio, and then put it in letter form. And I'm not sure which is worse, the old school typed out letter or the legal pad handwritten note.
It's not always angry. Sometimes
disgust.
Sometimes it's like these weird, like when you get these. One of the first indicators to me as a host many years ago was that you really don't know what everyone's thinking and you can't make everyone happy, so just do your thing.
Yeah.
Was these.
Yeah.
Because you read what people, is really on their mind and like what really drives them crazy or what really they want to tell you about.
You're like, that?
And you're like, that's it?
Yeah.
So that's when I learned, like, a long time ago, I was like, okay, so I get it. Yeah. Huh? What happened, Jakey Poops? A little double play? Yankee fans getting a little annoyed over there. You gripping yet? Oh, he went Yanks in five.
If we ever had someone hit you with a speaker in the middle of a broadcast, Jake just snaps.
It's way too early in the series for that. I'll tell you what, though, we'll watch Game Five together. If it gets to Game Five, you and I and Cooley are watching.
No, boy.
Anyway. So it's just this, it's like you take it with a grain of salt, and everybody's opinion matters, I get it.
Sure.
But sometimes it's like, what the hell? Like, that's what matters to you?
Yeah.
So here is one that Ryan Buckley got today.
Yeah, we were sitting here, and Buckley goes, hey, I just got delivered a letter. And we were like, oh boy, it was Buckley's first.
Well, I told him, I said, throw it straight in the trash.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, even if it's like bloviating about how great you are, you don't want that either. Just put it in the trash.
Well, we all knew it was not going to be that.
Well, it could have been. Sometimes you get those.
When was the last time, from this individual who writes the hand-addressed envelopes, that you got a good letter?
Well, we got one. I actually have two that I kept at
I didn't
home.
Know that.
I've kept all of them, actually. But because I think there, I think it will be hilarious for long dead me's like descendants to be like, oh my God, this, they hated him.
This is what happened.
So I have some, but there's a couple of good ones, and one are, you know, every once in a while people will write you and they will just say the nicest thing. Like you, one guy we helped through cancer. He was.
I remember that.
He wrote us a letter. He's like, I just really want to thank you because.
Thank you.
You were on when I was going through treatments, and nothing in my life was good, and I just had you, and you were always consistent and fun, and so there was that one. There have been a couple like that.
Sure.
It does happen,
yeah.
But it's never really about, like, you know.
It's usually the other.
So Buckley gets one today, and he decides to read it.
Yes.
But he reads it through Jeff Rust first, which is good.
That's good, and then you can let Rust decide. Hey, should I read?
Well,
this?
You guys were pretty adamant that it was not a good idea for me to read this with my own eyes. I don't think that my feelings could have been hurt that bad, regardless of what was said in there. But I heeded your caution and I turned it over.
Because I always tell people, I even say this when people first start at the station, right? I say be wary of the text line, right? Because, and I've seen it. I've seen literally people lose careers and lose jobs because they cannot handle negative thoughts. And you can say all you want that you don't let that stuff affect you. But if you get even one person every day that screams that you're the worst thing in the world at this, that stuff can have an effect on you. So I just always caution people. Like, be careful. Like, you always say, I'll read it. It's not going to bug me. And you're like, you sure about that?
So here is, why is...
Are we getting, an Amber Alert?
Beeping.
That's in our ears. That's not the phone.
Something's beeping in your ears right now?
Yeah, we've got,
you
like...
You guys don't hear that?
We do not hear any beeping on this end. Are you, like, running out of battery over there or something?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
It is in our ears, and it is 100%.
And that's literally the moment Jake got up and walked away.
Yeah.
All right, we'll fight through it.
If you can't hear it, then we're fine.
Okay, if this is dated October 4, 2024.
Yes.
And it was mailed to Ryan Buckley at 1080 The Fan, Odyssey, Portland. And it's our address there in Northwest, so he looked that up. It's all nice and typed out, proper font
There's an indent to start the paragraph. It's very nice.
Well, actually, there isn't.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Is a hard return.
The hard return is in there. And it says, Dear Ryan, and this is a great example of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys have no idea what's about to hit you.
No.
Because think about all the things we talk about, everything that happens on the show. Like, it could be anything.
Could be anything.
Here is what this man, and he will remain nameless.
That felt the need.
Here is what is in his mind. I believe you are the producer, at least sometimes, of the Isaac and Big Soup show.
Ah, yes. Our talent show.
Spelled ISSAC. It would be nice if somebody somewhere along the line ever got that right.
I'd like to believe that that's an inside joke aimed at me, but it's not. That would be clever, but it's not.
You now occasionally have a pre-recorded voice that comes on and says, Caitlin Clark is white. And he wrote that out.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Yeah, it's just in the ballpark.
I am not sure why you do that, but if you're going to do it, please do some amendments off that, such as, maybe a little drunk here. I don't, know, the English not
sure,
not so great.
No,
you know, maybe a BYU education, not necessarily Vanderbilt. You know, please do some amendments off that, such as quote. She's heterosexual, too.
It's important to know.
End quote.
Yeah.
Quote, she's a Christian, too. End quote. And, quote, she plays with a bunch of black lesbians.
Ah, yes.
End quote.
End quote. I like that you finished with that. Really on a high note there, bud.
So now on to the next paragraph, which is short. Yeah. And he writes, just as a general comment... Those pre-recorded blurbs you sandwiched in among the commentary are stupid, distracting, and not funny.
Not at all.
Whoever had this idea should be quarantined for a while. Not long, just a while. Sincerely yours, so-and-so. And by the way, he's a junior.
Yes.
He had to put junior
in. He had to put that in there.
Jakey Poops, we've got a beep in the... We're on the air. I got to do a little... on-air producer.
Do you know why?
There's a beep in the headphones. Can you...
Like someone's backing up an Escalade right now into us, and we're not certain why.
Is that something you could troubleshoot for
And us? It's not coming over the air for us here on this end.
Yes, okay. It's not coming out over the air. Is there some sort of warning?
It's manageable, but...
Is this broadcast going to self-destruct in a matter of 30 seconds?
There's a warning on there.
Oh, it's the battery.
It's like, hold it. Look at me producing
it's like a
from
smoke
afar.
Alarm. This is like the middle of the night when the smoke alarm goes off.
And this is when you take the broom to the smoke alarm and never put it back up.
Or you can't find the right smoke alarm. You're like, which one is it?
So let's talk about this guy.
Yes.
Honestly, I don't even know what he means by it. She's heterosexual, too. She's a Christian, too. She plays with a bunch of black lesbians.
Caitlin Clark is white.
What is the point? What does he mean?
I think what he means is he loves Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
And he's not a fan of the... the seemingly black lesbian agenda of the WNBA. Like, you don't see, you pay no attention to the WNBA.
No.
Or is he mad that she's only getting attention because she's good and white, but she should be recognized for being Christian, etc.?
So, Caitlin Clark has started a culture and a race war. Hey, look at that.
Yeah, thank you.
In the WNBA.
Jake, you're one of the finest Yankee fans there is.
Yes, and that's
freaking
not
hero,
much.
That Jake.
He is. He's a hero. He stopped the beeping.
Two more men on. How do you feel about that? What did he say?
I don't know.
What'd you say over there?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Yeah, it is the nicest thing I've said to you all day, and it probably will remain that way. 4-1 Royals.
Yeah.
Top of six. Anyway, I just don't.
So yeah,
I don't really understand.
There's a war. So like, and by the way, can I say that the best part about Caitlin Clark is she refuses to take the bait on any of this.
Caitlin Clark is white.
She's handled this amazingly well. So there's one group of people that believes that Caitlin Clark is terrible, and that the rest of the WNBA. Deserves the credit, and she's not the reason, and so there's like bitter feelings towards Caitlin Clark. And then there's a whole other group of people that think that the only reason that people hate Caitlin Clark is because she's white, Christian, and straight. And they hate her because of that.
So which one is he? He would be...
He loves Caitlin Clark because she's white, Christian, and straight. And he thinks that all of the woke black lesbians in the WNBA hate Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
And therefore, he's defending Caitlin Clark.
Reverse racism, essentially.
It's reverse racism.
So he's a racist.
reverse racism.
No, they're racist against her.
They're
because
racist
it's not only is she white,
yes.
but she's Christian.
But that doesn't
and
that
all
make
that.
Him a racist?
I don't know.
Especially to point out black lesbians.
I don't know what it makes
like,
him
dude,
other
what
than.
What the hell?
Yeah, it's
dude, these this is why you don't read these right here. Good grief! What even is this? And by the way, our freaking drops are the best part of the show.
Yes.
Junior.
I think the Caitlin Clark at white drop is one of my favorite drops.
Jesus, man.
Caitlin Clark is white.
Someone said the WNBA is half lesbian and the other half super Christian. And the two stars are feeling each other out.
Ay, ay, ay,
is right. Well, that guy wants a qualification. So, Buck, can you come up with some she's Christian and the rest of the NBA is black lesbian drops so that we can play them?
I think, I mean, you know, AI probably can do this, right?
Because
it's as if the letter supposes that this has been generated by us and that this wasn't like a natural soundbite from somewhere else. Like,
right.
If you read it again, it seems like he thinks it's like something we've typed into a computer.
You know? He doesn't really know what drops
it's
are.
It's just like a disembodied voice is yelling that Caitlin Clark is white. It's
but much like Smith. You guys with the when we had the AI Rop and Souk talking about BYU in Kansas, I feel like with the right person with the right AI tool could just type in Stephen A. talking about these other Caitlin Clark platitudes.
I just love that somewhere there's a guy that every time he hears that, he goes into a fit of rage and he's
Caitlin
like,
Caitlin Clark is white.
She's Christian and straight too, you a-holes. Like, you want to talk about the amount of random rage that someone has?
Isn't it incredible?
And that's when you wonder why people end up, like, driving their car into a mob of people. Because they walk around all day, and that's what makes them angry.
Well, it's poor little Caitlin all by herself against all those black lesbians. What's she supposed to do?
God.
Not even to mention the white lesbians. I mean, how can she win?
Yeah, why are all the black girls lesbians?
Why can't the white lesbians? Like Sue Bird doesn't have a say in this as well?
Jake just looked at me like, dude, be careful. I probably should. Well, anyway.
Oh, what a weird.
It's so weird. People are so weird.
What a weird.
And this is why you just host the show and you don't care what anyone thinks. Yes. Right there.
That man sat down at a computer and typed that out, printed it, looked up an address, and sent it in.
And I hope if you come up with those AI drops, we sprinkle those in. He does not hear this segment. Then he hears those drops, and he sends a letter back saying thank you.
A letter of appreciation.
Welcome. Yes, you're welcome, Junior.
He gets, is this the same guy, or is this a different guy?
No, it's a different guy.
Oh.
Because he put his name on this.
He put his name on it. There's one guy that gets very angry at that we... Like, occasionally we will joke about something that may have a homosexual,
Well, he thinks you're gay.
He thinks I'm a closeted gay. And that my favorite part about that is...
I'm gay.
He's very angry that I could be gay. As if I was gay, that somehow that's wrong.
Well, I hate ass.
Whoa. It's clear that he wants to be gay with you.
Hey, that gay drop came from Aylin A. I'm pretty sure that you guys were there when that happened.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
This son of a bitch.
That's the amazing part. It'd be one thing if he was mad that if he thought I was gay and that I just wasn't being honest about it. I think he's just mad that I am secretly gay and that I'm on the air and he doesn't think that should be the case.
People are wild.
Yeah. People are wild. I think he said something along the lines of like I should be the grand marshal of the gay parade, like, dude, sign me up. It's like, how do I get that job? Get me in some chaps. Let's do it.
Just know that if you send us a letter,
it doesn't have the desired impact.
Well, not only that, but I don't read them anymore. I'm a veteran. Okay,
yeah.
It's going straight in the trash. Mm. Now, if you email me, I'll probably start to read it and then decide if I want to continue.
Understand.
But we don't get a lot of emails anymore.
What if someone calls you?
Yeah, well, call, they're not going to get a hold of me.
No.
I'm not answering that.
To that man out there, though, I'm sorry over the Caitlin Clark is white. I apologize.
I'm not sorry. Screw you. You have no idea what we're doing here.
Caitlin Clark is white.
You're clearly not getting the bit.
What an exciting time.
You are not. You are the joke is somehow it's going over your head or under your ass. I don't know which, but it's somewhere in there. Keep looking. You'll find it.
Hey, if we were to believe one celebrity is not a perp.
Yeah.
One. Male.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I got a better one.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and he's in the news for this.
Tom Hanks can't be a perv, can he?
It's a good answer, Souk.
Tom Hanks isn't a perv.
Well, Tom Hanks is... Well, I said perp.
Perp. Well, either way, Tom Hanks isn't doing anything bad.
There's
America's Dad. Tom Hanks.
There are rumors about Tom Hanks. He's gay. I mean, he's a black lesbian. Wait.
did you see the Jessica Alba today?
No. What's my girl doing?
So Jessica Alba, who is...
We have to break. You know
okay,
that, right?
Yeah. Well, let's break.
How long is this going to be?
It's not... whatever. It's not... Jessica Alba, who is, like, objectively one of the most beautiful people on the planet.
She's a hot.
Jessica Alba came out in support of the other one today, of the presidential election.
Who's the other one?
You can take a guess. You think that Jessica Alba came out in support of Trump? No.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, why can't you say her name?
Oh, I just was just throwing it out there.
Do you think she's a black lesbian?
Caitlin Clark is white. No, she came out for the Harris-Walz ticket, right? And so immediately started trending is some of the far-right groups were trying to claim that Jessica Alba is transgender. That Jessica Alba is a man.
I thought you were going to go not that hot anyways, which
no.
would be dumb enough, but that's a whole other...
That Jessica Alba and her husband, the Cash Warren guy, that they're actually both trans, so that Cash is a woman and Jessica Alba is a man.
Sounds like it works perfectly for them.
That is a real thing that they tried to get going today on interwebs. And I'm like, well...
When you say try to get going, oh, they got
they
it going.
They got it going.
I guarantee
and,
people
well,
are
if Jessica,
eating that up.
If Jessica Alba is a man, then I am very, very confused, and I need to rethink a lot of my life choices.
Then you really are gay.
It's possible.
Do you want to do
them? It's possible. Because she is...
She's hot.
She's top shelf.
No, I've got one celebrity who is not a perp. He can't be a perp. He cannot be a perp.
All right.
But he's been accused. That next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.